Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Today we continue with part 6 of The Dream of Gerontius. John Henry Newman continues in The Dream of Gerontius with the temptation of the soul by demons. The angel informs the soul, "We are now arrived, close on the judgment court. That sullen howl is from demons who assemble here. It is the middle region where of old Satan appeared among the sons of God, to cast his jibes and scoffs at holy Job. So now his legions throng the vestibule, hungry and wild, to claim their property, and gather souls for hell, hissed to their cry. The demons taunt the human souls. Low-born clods of brute earth, they aspire to become gods by a new birth, and an extra grace and score of merits, as if aught could stand in place of the high thought, and the glance of fire, of the great spirits, the powers blessed, the lords by right, the primal owners of the proud dwelling and realm of light, dispossessed." Aside thrust. The angel describes the scene. It is the restless panting of their being, like beasts of prey, who caged within their bars in a deep, hideous purring have their life, and an instant's pacing to and fro. After the demons scoffs, the soul concludes, "How impotent they are, and yet on earth they have repute for wondrous power and skill. And books describe how the very face of the evil one, if seen, would have a force even to freeze the blood and choke the life of him who saw it." The angel then explains their limited power. "In thy trial state, thou hast a traitor nestling close at home, connatural, who with the powers of hell was leagued, and of thy senses kept the keys, and to that deadliest foe unlocked thy heart. And therefore is it, in respect of man, those fallen ones show so majestical. But when some child of grace, angel or saint, pure and upright in his integrity of nature, meets the demons on their raid, they scud away as cowards from the fight." Still the demons continue their jeering. "Virtue and vice, a knave's pretense, 'tis all the same, ha, ha, dread of hellfire, of the venomous flame, a coward's plea. Give him his price, saint though he be, ha, ha, from shrewd good sense, he'll slave for hire, ha, ha, and does but aspire to the heaven above with sordid aim, and not from love, ha, ha." The soul is eager to reach the throne of its dear master, to be judged by that good and holy judge. Newman teaches us that demons do not have power over the human soul, but man must reject their temptations. The soul must repeatedly turn to its Creator and Savior. And we must aspire to be saints from love of God more than from dread of hell.